This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This following episode of Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is brought to you by Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, Suite B, for Bulla, in Largo, and at southeastbotanicals.net. Now enjoy the show.
Happy Saturday! Question to myself. I took a mental health day on Friday. I decided to take the day. And what did I do the whole time? Think about Hoppy Hour. Yes, it's good to be creative like that. Yes, it's good to care. But I also feel like I didn't get to appreciate any of life. So to myself, man, funk that. All right, enough of the shenanigans. Even though the whole show is just a bunch of shenanigans. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-B-B-E. 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 You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
I don't know why I do it, but I'll keep doing it. This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy. I took freaking Friday off. I feel okay. I don't know. The whole time, like I said during the Funk Dad, all I was thinking about was doing the show. So I feel like I never really got a break from it.
Mm-hmm.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I will say there is something nice about like having the day where I haven't done this in 2 days and feel like you just get a little bit of a break. Oh, Jays, what is this sound in the background? Is that an ice cream truck or are we just doing a stupid radio bit? I'm going to go with the latter, but it's an ice cream truck.
Today's show is brought to you by ice cream trucks. The only thing that combines sugar, annoying music, and luring small children into oncoming traffic.
Audit. I love the ice cream truck guy. It makes you want to go party in the club. How could you not listen to the ice cream truck music and not feel like, I don't know, it just reminds me of having like either Super Mario or SpongeBob lollipops, not lollipops, popsicles. That's how freaking drowsy I am. Why would it be a lollipop, Ryan? This guy right here. You would hear him coming down the block. Like, hey, buddy, come over here. Hello? Anyone there? Remember that? Dad, can I get some ice cream? We have some in the fridge. I mean, freezer. Wow, I'm really swinging 0 for 2 on jokes. I think this will probably be funnier than the way I began the show.
This is not headline news.
And that's staying alive.
Johnny Depp may return as Captain Jack Sparrow. To prepare for his role as a slurring, unkempt oddball, he'll do nothing.
Oh, jeez.
K-pop Demon Hunters is coming to movie theaters as a sing-along event. Old people are like, what's a K-pop Demon Hunter? Young people are like, what's a movie theater?
Terrible. Horrible!
A man who threw a Subway sandwich at officers in Washington, D.C. has been charged with a felony after footage of the incident went viral. Mm-hmm. Usually a Subway sandwich goes viral after it's been left on the counter too long. And flight attendants for Air Canada are going on strike. What are flight attendants? Asked Spirit Airlines passengers.
This is not
headline news.
I don't know. Like I say every day, I don't know if it's because it kind of got ruined for me. You know, finding out the guy's kind of a dick. It just doesn't make me laugh as hard. But these guys kind of do.
U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Jeanine Pirro, announced yesterday that she has charged a man with felony assault after he allegedly threw a Subway sandwich at a federal officer. Oh, come on. Not only did he not hurt the officer, he probably saved his own life.
Wow. It's like the Matthew McConaughey meme. Wow.
To think I almost ate it.
The Mars Candy Company said that next year they're releasing Skittles and M&Ms without synthetic dyes. Yep, now Skittles are like, taste the gravel rainbow.
Whoever's riding for Jimmy Fallon's doing a good job.
You get a gray one? Oh, you got to try the dark gray one.
Oh, it is.
Mars also said that they're removing the dyes from Starburst. Americans are like, well, while you're at it, just remove the yellow ones in general.
Oh, it is. Not bad. Funnier than the not headline news guy. I never thought this was going to be a thing. Remember when Ariana Grande was tweeting out about BDE, implying about 7 years ago that Pete Davidson's got a big ass slong? Well, Pete Davidson's embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm. Now it started to change a little bit, but no one talked about any work I was doing. That hurt. It's embarrassing because first...
All right, easy guy.
Well, it's Hollywood. Everybody... Everyone.
Yeah.
Everybody's dating everybody. Why are they focusing on me? It's because I'm not Glenn Powell handsome. I'm just this dude that tells jokes that is a drug addict.
It's a little annoying when he downplays his handsomeness. No, I'm not into guys, but I can certainly say that Pete Davidson's not an ugly guy. And his whole, oh, I'm not hit, Pete. You're not bad looking. Shut up. You see the girls you banged? They're probably hotter than the girls Glenn Powell banged.
That stuff affects relationships. Like, it was embarrassing.
When did that start? Like, who started that rumor?
I think it was like the New York Times or something. When I started dating someone they considered out of my league, they were like, this guy must have big energy. And then someone confirmed it.
Ariana. She's a skank. I didn't say that. Even though you can just rewind and hear me say, she's a skank. Home record, too. That's the unspoken thing. She didn't meet her man, you know, not while working and cheating. Anyway, it is freaking sad today. You know, like Mason Dixon has the Friday, Friday chant, and then Celtis stalled to try to make fun of him, even though Celtis is a twat. Yeah, we do the every day my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how it goes. We play the song by DJ Unk, every day my weekend, and we just go crazy in the club. And we're going to do that. All right. Oh, no. Okay, cool. Whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Can the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here's DJ Unk with Every Day My Weekend.
Hoes, I be freaking. You blame me, make you rain, but drop, leave your leak.
Okay,
nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson, PC. My eyes still like it's greasy.
Sweat
it, I'm amazing. Call my whip Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm a rabid.
Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban.
Tools from Afghanistan.
My car sits so high.
I don't start, no, bitch, I land. And all this ain't juice, man, but I'm on that juice, man. Give me 5 bottles of that goose, I get a loose, man.
For real, baby, you playing.
Do that on a handstand.
I do this shit every day.
Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5.
Me and Scruffy, you alive. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get Kentucky Fried.
I'm hearses to the verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's.
Moving in between your girl thighs.
Be
surprised.
Hey. Every day my weekend.
I'm
jocking like a motherfucker. Thursday we get pure bottle, popping like a motherfucker. Friday we get figure eight, you know I fuck with Bush. Overdosing on the strong, rolling quarters of the Kush. Club Miami Saturday, girls the baddest in my book. I just walk right on in while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all with Club Atlanta Station in my nigga Q aiming low. Chicken see the insides, first they take they shirt off. Second when they hear our songs, then they take they skirts off. Third, she gon' serve us. Mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all. I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch, nigga. I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend, and I ball, and I ball every day my weekend.
Yeah. What's going on? Shut up! How's it going?
Every day my weekend. And I ball. And I ball every day my weekend. We gon' ball. We gon' ball every day.
That was the sound effect I was looking for. Man, this show is off to a very bizarre start. Isn't that usually what happy hour is, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It is that time of the day. We got so much going on locally here in Tampa Bay that I think, oh, we should do Tampa Bay News.
Yeah.
We about to go live.
Our
Bay News is the place we arrive.
Burn
from the beach to the bay and the city's crazy moves. We got stories hotter than the Florida grooves. Tampa Bay News, we making it spin. All
on Happy Hour where the real begins.
Yeah.
Turn it up loud, let's get in the mix. From St. Pete to the world, we bringing the fix.
Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix. Bringing the fix, we bringing the fix.
Yeah.
Bringing the fix, come on.
Come on.
Ryan Hop on the mic.
It's Hoppy, get it right. All right.
Head out for that.
Let's do some Tampa Bay news. We got so much happening in the area. Why not cover it? Give you unbiased coverage.
The challenge to same-sex marriage that is now heading to the nation's highest court, a Kentucky.
Why? Who gives a crap if Steve wants to plow Bob? I don't care.
A woman wants the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit the landmark ruling. It's a move that could end up impacting thousands of couples right here in Florida. ABC Action News reporter Jada Williams tonight breaking down what is supposed to happen next and giving voice to one of Tampa's first same-sex couples, the first to legally marry.
This framed pen and picture inside Mark Bias West and Carrie West's house means more than the ink inside the car.
They have sex together.
Or trench.
We have the first signing of the pen, and it's on our wall.
Framed
up here with Mayor Bob.
It's the signature, the pen ink, that makes it a sentimental item.
Well, we kind of pioneer a lot of different things out there.
In 2013, the two became the first same-sex couple to legally become domestic partners.
Hell yeah!
They married 10 years later thanks to the Obergefell v. Hodges ruling in the Supreme Court, legalizing marriage equality nationwide.
Who cares? I've often heard from gay people, it's like, let us ruin our lives. If you really hate gay people, let them ruin your lives with marriage. Mm-hmm.
And that is a very big effort of saying that, yes, this is what we think of the community. This is what we think of the neighbors. This is how we treat the people around us.
But there is a chance that
very court case could be overturned. I went to two local legal experts to get the facts straight on where gay marriage stands and what could be ahead.
We don't know whether they're going to take the case at all. If they do take the case, they might not take up her invitation to overrule Obergefell.
If you are so against gay marriage, you're probably, what's the word? In the closet! Like, if you care that much, there is something wrong with you.
Davis has not done well in litigation so far, including before the Supreme Court. In 2020, a sort of earlier version of this case.
Here's the backstory. Shortly after gay marriage became legal, a Kentucky clerk named Kim Davis refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple.
Yeah, she's a bitch!
Citing her religious beliefs.
Oh yeah, trust me. You ain't going to heaven, honey, because it's not real!
She was ultimately sued by the couple she refused to serve.
What a pig. She just looks like a pig.
Now, she's asking the Supreme Court to intervene.
Almost 95% of the cases that end up at their door go nowhere.
God, so there's, I remember that Kim Davis girl. What a bitch. You know, being married to her is insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
To ask, what's in a name? It's a label, but it doesn't change the experience. The home of the Tampa Bay Lightning getting a new name. The change coming from a new rights partnership.
What was once called Amalie Arena is now known as Benchmark International Arena. 10 Tampa Bay News reporter Angelicia Bruton explains what this new partnership hopes to bring to Tampa Bay.
It's great, you know, to change the name to like show, hey, we're the ones that put money into it. But the new name is so horrendous.
For the past decade, this venue has been known as Amalie Arena. But now a new era begins. Welcome to Bench.
I love people that call it Amalie. I'm like, no, that's not it, bud.
But now a new era begins. Welcome to Benchmark International Arena.
Oh, it rolls right off the tongue. Oh, yeah. You want to go to Benchmark International Arena?
Vinix Sports Group is partnering with Benchmark International.
So it's all about the money.
A global mergers and acquisitions firm that came to Tampa in 2010.
You hear that lame clapping?
Mergers and acquisitions firm that came.
Yeah, change it from a really cool name to Benchmark International. Oh, yeah, we got tonight's really crazy Game 7 at Benchmark International.
To Tampa in 2010.
We called Tampa our home.
The new partnership follows the decision by Amalie Oil Company, a family-owned business and longtime naming rights partner, to take a step back.
They're still going to be a partner of the Vinix Sports Group.
Cool! But it's not the name. That's what people care about. No one cares that they partnered with them.
Tampa Bay Lightning, they're not completely disappearing.
Leaders.
Oh, that's good.
Emphasize the significance of this arena goes far beyond the more than 120 events it holds.
The significance is money.
Each year, like championships and electric concerts. It's deeply rooted in the heart.
Concerts aren't the best there. Let's be real here. They're not bad, but they're not like the greatest.
Part of the community.
But you also have to think about it as an economic driver, not just in tourists.
Yeah, Mary Jane, why?
Dollars, but also as an employer.
You're a cop.
This is one of the largest employment centers in the city of Tampa. So
it's all about the money. All about the jobs, not about going to Amalie Arena. Benchmark International.
A lot of people depend on this arena.
As part of the deal, over $3 million will be directed towards nonprofit initiatives in Tampa Bay.
I love how they included that in the press release. Like, yeah, we're changing the name from this really cool name that whenever you hear Amalie Arena, you kind of think about like, oh yeah, all the championships that were won. But hey, we're going to call it something different. This is going to be the losing era.
We plan to use our new platform to support the community initiatives.
He just seems, I don't know, wishy-washy, whoever this guy is. I wouldn't trust him.
Foster educational program.
I don't care, dude. Well, you're donating money. Wow. You're doing the bare freaking minimum, dude.
Good evening, I'm Paola Cyril. Thanks for joining us for News Channel 8 on the CW Tampa Bay.
That is.
Tampa police say this aerial video shows more than 200 people on bikes recklessly swerving in and out of traffic.
A bunch of mutants! And motorcyclists and bikers and all of them are all like, we don't want to be hit in the road. Don't hit us. And then they bike like absolute ass wipes.
Now, this happened around 7:30 last night near downtown Tampa. News Channel 8's Victoria Lucas joins us now with the very latest. Victoria, what can you tell us?
Hey, baby.
Paola, we're right along South Howard Avenue where police say they saw those riders heading north on e-bikes, scooters, and even dirt bikes. And check this out. They say it happened for more than 45 minutes.
God, small D energy. Look at us! Look at us! Losers. You're not impressing anybody.
Check this out. They say it happened for more than 45 minutes.
That is.
They're doing wheelies and doing circles and all that stuff.
Tampa Police Department's helicopter catching the madness from above around 7:30 Wednesday night.
Mutants.
He is free.
Right there.
Southbound on Packwood. Actually, make that. He's driving the wrong way, eastbound on Flat.
Loser!
TPD says more than 200 riders on various forms of bikes were seen weaving in and out of traffic.
You're telling me people that want to make it about them are not going by the rules of the road? No way! Didn't think that would happen.
In downtown Tampa for more than 45 minutes.
When you start riding against the lanes of travel, you start running through red lights, you're disregarding the drivers next to you or even taking actions into their lane of travel.
Hopefully those mutants will be prosecuted. If you're listening and you're one of those guys, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds a little harsh, but there's no other way to put it. I'm sorry. I don't want to be that guy. I mean, there literally is no other way to put it than you are a loser. And you've always been a loser. And you will die a loser!
Mm-hmm.
Loser! You're a loser!
That is.
Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Begin tonight with a news alert out of St. Petersburg. Police there just sharing the details of an incident that could have turned deadly for a baby girl, if not for an officer's quick action. It all came to a head yesterday along 34th Street in the middle of a busy road.
Oh, yeah, it's always during that time.
Fox 13's Genevieve Curtis joins us live with exactly what happened.
I love Tampa Bay, but there's a lot of freaking losers that live around here.
There, Genevieve, and this sounds like it was pretty scary, right?
That is.
Yeah, a very scary situation for a lot of people involved here, Allie. I mean, this is the intersection here at 34th Street South. It is a very busy intersection. You can see where this is where police say that man was running through traffic with his baby girl on his shoulders in an apparent attempt, they say, to kill himself and the...
Just take yourself out, bud.
Baby. Police say that man threw the baby off of his shoulders into the arms of a police officer. Police say that this all started earlier in the afternoon with a domestic violence incident involving Trayvon Maynard and his child's mother.
Oh, Trayvon!
Officers were at the scene of that incident to help her move out, but once she was driving away, Maynard caught up with her on a bicycle and blocked the car from moving. Police say that's when he actually got into the car, choked his child's mother, threatened to kill them before taking the baby girl out of the car seat.
Father of the year!
And running through traffic for several blocks.
Loser.
You see him kind of do this and throw the baby off. And she grabbed the baby.
I'm glad the kid's safe. That dude should never be around that kid again. I know I say that when you don't have a present dad, it's not good for the kid. But that might be an example of maybe it's better that way.
St. Pete City Council is discussing whether to erase the city's street art, including a pair of murals for St. Pete Pride and Black...
Oh, my God. If you are triggered by St. Pete Pride murals, you're in the closet. If it bothers you, you're a weirdo!
Black history. And that's because of a new Florida law that just took effect in July. Fox 13's Aaron Mesmer has an update now from St. Pete City Hall.
St. Pete City Council members passed a motion to have a formal discussion about how to handle street art during a meeting in September. Mayor Ken Watts says he wants to see if the state will come up with any exemptions before deciding how to proceed.
Art has the power to transform, to illuminate, to educate.
James Freeman Kitchens poured his heart into the Black History Matters street.
Yo, you did!
Mural in St. Pete. He painted the letter M.
Art is not just to look good, but to also... lift your spirits up.
But this art might soon be erased. A new state law took effect last month, requiring the removal of street art that doesn't comply with the state's traffic control guidelines, particularly colorful crosswalks and murals.
I think it really doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't, Brian. Pass me that blunt.
To me, I think if we're doing something positive and trying to deliver a positive message.
The sad part is we live in an era where positivity doesn't mean anything.
On Thursday, St. Pete City Council began deciding how to...
Oh, St. Pete City Council, those freaking mutants.
...handle a memo from the State Department of Transportation directing cities and counties to compile a list of street art that may need to be removed.
So then you get all the conservatives, you gotta get rid of the gay ones! They're teaching my kids bad things!
The department is banning art associated with social, political, or ideological messages or images from...
So get rid of any of the conservative ones. If you're going to go against the ones that are pro-black or pro-gay, then get rid of all of them.
State roads. FDOT's...
Make the roads look totally bland and boring.
Secretary Jared Perdue wrote that this type of art is a distraction and can cause safety issues.
Oh, shut the fuck up. No one's gotten into a car crash because the road is rainbow. They got into a car crash because they're mutants.
And this city, all lives matter.
All lives matter. I can't, man. This planet, we don't deserve planet Earth. Planet Earth gave us life. And then what did we do? We fucked it up.
I made some mistakes. We all have flaws, right?
The 35-year-old rapper was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison to
Sean Kingston.
Hey.
Yo.
I can't play any of this because of the music. But yeah, he's going for $1 million fraud charges. I definitely was not worth it. I wanted to play more of the news clip. I really, really did. But there was a problem. It's called copyright.
There's no coming back from that, man.
How did?
Like, I'm done with you.
Kid Cudi is making it clear where he stands with Kanye West.
Yeah, I feel like Kanye West is just bad news at this point.
During an interview with CBS Mornings August 13th, the rapper details the heartbreaking loss of his friendship with Kanye.
I like this music in the background. Makes you want to go to the club.
Who now just goes by Ye.
Did he break your heart in some way?
I think he has over and over multiple times.
He's a dirtbag.
From your perspective, in what way?
Just the code of a friendship.
You said you doubted you'd ever be friends again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still feel that way?
We've tried since then.
I did.
You know.
But Kanye is never wrong. I'm not calling him Yay.
But we always have a falling out.
Cudi, who's collabed with Ye numerous times over the years, then cites the Yeezy designer's comments about their late mutual friend Virgil Abloh as one of the reasons for them growing apart.
I did.
Every time he took a dig at Virgil, it just made me super angry.
Yeah.
Virgil was an angel to everyone. There's no coming back from that, man.
That's true. I'm glad you're standing on your own.
Mm-hmm.
856-49-HOPPY.
Dacre Montgomery is revealing why he escaped the Upside Down. The Stranger Things star explained the reason he took an extended hiatus from Hollywood.
Because there's a bunch of creeps in Hollywood, that's why.
After playing Billy Hargrove on the Netflix series, reflecting on the change the industry has undergone over the years. Telling The Australian, the actor says, quote, traditional Hollywood stars existed because there was mystery. Social media has done away with that.
That is a very unspoken thing. You could only see them on like Letterman. Now you can see them. Now you can see them anywhere.
That's a large part of why I dropped off the map for the last few years. He adds, quote, I'm not trying to compete with anyone else. I'm living my truth and hopefully being able to pay the rent while I'm doing it. Beyond regaining his privacy, the 30-year-old who starred alongside Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, and Noah Schnapp in Stranger Things emphasized his desire to reclaim his identity. He continues, quote, I've given a piece of myself to every role I've played, and that's largely why I've taken time off. Lately, there's been a lot of personal reflection about...
It's called a quarter-life crisis. I went through it, bud.
...about what I want in my career.
I hope he figures it out.
I'm trying to gain a bit more control over where and what I'm working on.
I love it, bro! You got something that most of Hollywood doesn't have, which is self-awareness! 856-49-HOPPY.
Gloria Gaynor is opening up about the worst decision of her life.
What? Existing?
In an interview with The Telegraph published August 13th, the I Will Survive singer details what she considers to be the worst decision she's ever made. Saying, to marry the man I married. My marriage turned out to be a disaster because I didn't know how to set boundaries.
She's doing a thing that modern day women are doing of any era. It could be millennial, Gen Z, boomer, Gen X. Gen Alpha's a little too young to date. But it's what the other ones are doing, where it's always the man's fault. And you never take any accountability.
I observed all of his boundaries, but I didn't set any of my own. That caused my marriage to go into the toilet. Gloria married her manager, Linwood Simon, in 1979.
Well, that's a you problem there, honey.
However, the pair later divorced in 2005.
So it wasn't a man to me. 856-49-HOPPY. What do I want to talk about here?
Kate Gosselin is responding to a strange son, Colin.
Just call him, you bitch.
After the 21-year-old claimed in a recent social media post that he was, quote, forced apart and pitted against his siblings, Kate is now addressing the accusations. Responding to a fan who commented a screenshot of Colin's post on Kate's August 11th TikTok, she writes,
if you are a fan of Kate Gosselin, you're a loser!
He knows why with the crying face emoji.
What a narcissistic piece of garbage.
The mom of eight then takes it one step further by...
You know, that vag is wide open!
...agreeing with the comment defending her actions towards Colin. With a fan writing, perhaps there were issues that put the other children's lives / mental health at risk.
Yeah, you know, like having her as a mom, that would drive anyone crazy. She's a bitch.
And at the time, she had the resources to get him the best help possible.
I don't want to listen to this moron. I hate the comment sections. People just kind of guess, you know. I mean, isn't that kind of what I'm doing here?
Brian Koberger isn't adjusting well to his new life.
Bitch.
In fact, the convicted murderer is complaining of taunting by his...
Loser. I've broken the record of the amount of times a podcast has said the word loser today. But he's another loser. Another mutant.
Fellow inmates. The 30-year-old continues his life sentence at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution for the 2022 murders of four University of Idaho students.
It's so unnecessary to him. Not that murder's ever necessary, but he, like, there was no point of that.
Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Xana Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin.
He was just mad he couldn't get laid because he's a loser.
In an August 13th statement, the Idaho Department of Corrections confirmed to News Nation, "We are aware of Koberger's complaints about what he considers taunting. Incarcerated individuals commonly communicate with each other in..."
They're pretty much saying, "Get her!"
prison. They add, Brian Koberger is housed alone in a cell, and IDOC security staff maintain a safe and orderly environment for all individuals in our custody.
They must be yelling from down the hall like, "Yo, Brian, you a bitch!"
News Nation learned that Brian was being tormented by his fellow inmates, who are taking turns shouting through the air ducts all...
I just said that.
all day and all night.
Right. Poor baby. How is he going to survive? What about the people he killed?
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl. Has overpriced beauty hurt your wallet?
Elf that.
Elf Cosmetics is responding after getting backlash for its new ad featuring controversial comedian Matt Rife.
Oh, my God. If you think Matt Rife is controversial, I don't even want to say the L word again because I've said loser a lot. You're an easily offended moron.
In a new post, the makeup brand tells its followers, "You know us, we're always listening, and we've heard you." Adding, "This campaign aimed to humorously spotlight beauty injustice. We understand we miss the mark with people we care about in our elf community." The statement...
This sounds ridiculous. In the elf community!
Meant referencing its ad continues, "While Elfino and Schmarnez closes today, we'll continue to make the case against overpriced beauty."
Oh, whatever. No one's really talked about Elf, so they got in the news. So they got what they wanted.
Alicia Silverstone is revealing why she took a break from acting. Best known for her role as Cher Horowitz in the 1995 hit movie Clueless.
Trust me, no one recently has gone, "Oh my God! What the hell is Alicia Silverstone doing?"
Alicia spoke with Entertainment Weekly in an August 14th interview about her time in the industry, saying, "Before Clueless, I was much more intuitive and playful and had more confidence about what I was doing."
And now you don't have confidence.
"And I think after Clueless..."
Because now you're clueless.
"For a minute, I got a little stressed and made it more intellectual or something. I had about 3 or 4 years of this strange feeling."
Whatever, honey.
"Acting is important to me, but I have taken breaks from it at times and then come back to it."
All right, and you'll be back soon. Because you need the spotlight. Because without that, pretty much all you have. I mean, let's be a 100 here. Let's be real.
The fall of Charlie Sheen is the subject of a new Netflix documentary. In it, the actor...
I feel old seeing things that, like, I grew up experiencing, like Charlie Sheen, like now that it's like a documentary for kids that weren't alive or were too young. Like, I lived the Tiger Blood era!
Opens up about going from being the highest paid actor on TV to being strung out, screaming about having Tiger Blood.
Remember the anger management to kind of sell her into?
Inside Edition followed Sheen's descent every step of the way.
Butter.
It's a bombshell documentary, aka Charlie Sheen.
Shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be.
The upcoming Netflix special, Sheen opens up about his catastrophic fall after being the highest paid TV star of all time on his hit show, 2.5 Men.
Man!
The stuff that I plan on sharing, I had made a sacred vow to only reveal to a therapist.
Oh, you're so edgy, Charlie.
Is there going to be anything off limits?
No. Besides the Tiger Blood.
No.
There's also a who's who of celebrities taking part in this confessional.
You wanted to like him because he was lovable, brilliant, handsome, charming, and smart.
15 years ago, Inside Edition covered Sheen's shocking downward spiral.
God, that's 15 years ago. Time flies!
Every step of the way. October 2010, a drugged-up Sheen trashes his luxury suite at New York's famed Plaza Hotel.
Hell yeah!
Two and a Half Men is temporarily suspended.
That was terrible. I was so sad. I used to watch that every Monday with my mom.
March 2011, a train wreck TV interview as Sheen threatens to sue the network for suspending his show.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
Really? He is so coked out there.
3 days later, Charlie Sheen is fired. In a shocking display, he weighs...
And then they tried to put Ashton Kutcher on. It was not as funny. Why? Because it's Ashton Kutcher.
A machete from a rooftop and chugs from a bottle of what he calls tiger blood.
All right, there you go. I feel like I'm reliving high school again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this right now.
Yo. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes. NBA drama, living out the dreams. Ex-wives wildin', stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kyrie Irving on his Twitch stream was watching MJ and Kobe highlights and talked about how he would have liked to play with Kobe when a viewer commented saying, if you don't like playing with LeBron, you wouldn't like playing with Kobe.
Adjes!
And then that's when Kyrie got real about playing with LeBron and leaving Cleveland.
Somebody said, if you don't like playing with LeBron, you wouldn't like playing with Kobe.
Adjes!
Bro, you guys got to stop these narratives, man. It's not that I didn't like playing with Bron, you guys. And you know, I don't want to go into detail about it. Some of y'all,
but you're addressing it because it's true.
Y'all comments just be so asinine.
You're a little sensitive, then.
Bro. You know, when I was in Cleveland.
Bro.
And I was a young player. I had no idea Bron was going to come back. Yeah, I had no idea that Cleveland was going to welcome him back. After the shit I witnessed when I was 18 years old and I had to watch him leave Cleveland.
Oh, so now we're bringing that back up. I don't even want to listen to Kyrie. He's a freaking douche. Yeah, the worst.
They're playing our song. We're back. That was some special.
All right. I don't know if I can play this because it's copyrighted music, but it's the NBA is returning to NBC this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in Hoppy's Hoops, Tiana Taylor. Found in contempt of court. Ordered to pay ex-husband $70,000. If I was married to her, she'd give me 70 downloads. 856-49 Hoppy. What else do we got here? You know what I think we should do? I think we should take a break. We're going to keep this party going. But first, I want to let you know. Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane to grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening, that's all that matters. Okay? We're going to come back in Hoppy Hour and keep this party going.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here is a banger.
Like what I got, but baby, don't test me. Put a towel down, cause I swear it gets messy. Now I'ma tell you what I'm about to do. I'ma skeet, skeet, skeet all over you. Then I'ma sit back, watch you rub it in. Cosmo, girl, it's good for your skin. My next move, baby, beyond belief. Put it on a toothbrush, girl, brush your teeth. All that G,
all that G.
Tell you how it is.
Tell you how it is.
When you want it on your belly.
I'm running out to sneeze.
All that G.
Hey, all that G.
Hey, baby, how it is.
Hey, baby, how it is.
If you got good brain.
If you got good brain.
You can take my pop quiz.
You can take my pop quiz.
Hey, I met me a nasty girl.
A nasty
she said,
girl.
Hey, top queer, you insatiable.
Insatiable.
I don't know what that means, but I take the floor. Mama let me put my quarter in your slot machine.
Ching-a-ling,
jackpot, I make you scream. Milkshake your mama like a dairy
like
queen.
Let
me spurt sour cream on your taco spray. Superhead, tail, Bill Maher, I'm coming for you, baby.
All that G.
Hey,
all that G.
Tell you how it is.
Tell you how it is.
When you want it on your belly.
When you want it on your
I'm running out to sneeze.
All that G.
Hey,
all that G.
Hey, baby, how it is.
Hey, baby, how it is.
If you got good brain.
If you got good brain.
You can take my pop quiz.
You can take my pop quiz.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you play, boy? Get some fire head. Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you play, boy? Get some fire head.
All that G.
Hey, all that G.
Hey, baby, how it is.
Hey, baby, how it is.
If you got good brain.
If you got good brain.
You can take my pop quiz.
You can take my pop quiz.
Hey, I met me a nasty girl.
A nasty
she said,
girl.
Hey, top queer, you insatiable.
Insatiable.
I don't know what that means, but I take the floor. Mama let me put my quarter in your slot machine.
Ching-a-ling,
jackpot, I make you scream. Milkshake your mama like a dairy
like
queen.
Let
me spurt sour cream on your taco spray. Superhead, tail, Bill Maher, I'm coming for you, baby.
All that G.
Hey,
all that G.
Tell you how it is.
Tell you how it is.
When you want it on your belly.
When you want it on your
I'm running out to sneeze.
I'm running out to sneeze.
All that G.
Hey, all that G.
Hey, baby, how it is.
Hey, baby, how it is.
If you got good brain.
If you got good brain.
You can take my pop quiz.
You can take my pop quiz.
Why not? 856 49 Hoppy. Segment been brought to you by the best kava in Kratom Bar around Southeast Botanicals at 1661 West Bay Drive, and that's in Largo at Sweet B for Bula. If you go there and you tell Colin Hauster I sent you, he'll hook you up. This is also being brought to you by Daisy Beezy Honey at DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you they have the best Delta 8 CBD honey, I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop, a honey sticker, or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com and check out his promo code Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. This is being brought to you by Fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E. .com for the best pre and post workout. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20. Amir! Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go there. WestJaysPrinting.com. The best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up. I go there. Also, this is being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. And that is in Tampa. But you got to sign up ahead of time. You can't just go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? Go to richkbarber.com. And finally, are you as mentally ill as me? Are you as crazy as me? Probably not, but go to counselingoncall.net. If you live in Florida or Maryland, and there you can sign up to get help with your mental health. Counselingoncall.net. Okay, we're going to come back in happy hour and keep this party going and going after this.
It's you and me, Ryan Hoppy.
That's me, baby.
Mm-hmm. Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activity. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an honorary personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Oh, yeah. You guys ready for this? I probably shouldn't pause. Question out there. To the people that go, oh, you do a podcast? I could do one. And then proceed to do like four episodes and never do it again. You are the reason why people hate on podcasts. Man, funk dead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hi, this is Tom Griswold from The Bob and Tom Show, and you're listening to The Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, jeez.
Because caffeine isn't enough to wake you up, this is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, where the gossip don't sleep. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping knowledge real deep.
Okay.
Celebrity news, yeah, he taking the crown. Airwaves buzz loud, syndication got him bound. It's the Hoppy Hour, every city's in tune. Dropping hot takes that boom like monsoons. From dating to sex, spilling tea so raw. Ryan's on the rise, got us hooked in awe.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Cashian drama, Bieber's.
Always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Filter, no shade, just facts and flair. Ryan talking life like we all right there. From Tampa's glow to your hometown shine. Hoppy Hour vibes, yeah, they one of a kind. Raw truths delivered.
Mm-hmm. Today on TMZ, I should probably turn it up.
On TMZ.
It's a very sad day for Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift has infiltrated one of our most celebrated man caves.
I think we all know.
Yeah, she's freaking annoying.
But if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see, it's more of me.
Taylor Swift is using her boyfriend and this immensely popular podcast to promote her album.
Really?
And Travis Kelce has to sit there and take it.
Yeah, he really did look like he was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the women on TMZ are going to say, no, it's not like that. It was pretty beta.
Wait, no, you have a Get to the Hook podcast. If she asked to announce her album here, you would say no?
No, we're happy to have it. Happy to have it. It'd be great.
Timothy Chalamet might be single. Kylie Jenner's breaking out the leopard print.
How does that mean that...
This is when you're re-entering the dating pool.
Maybe, but she is eating cherries.
What is cherry?
Hell yeah, sit on my lap.
It's me. You twist the thing in your mouth and it's all sexual.
Oh, when they tie the knot?
I hate to break it to you guys. Cherries give constipation.
No.
Good to know.
The woman who owns the Breaking Bad house is standing by the fact that she listed it for $4 million. I mean, there's probably not a more famous house, at least for my generation.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons?
A cartoon?
Here, I'll draw it for you. Give me $4 million.
Calvin Harris,
I love Calvin Harris. Man, that dude has made some bangers. They're all copyrighted, so I can't play them, but...
Had a rooster, but he shared recently on social media that it was recently murdered.
You cannot do an RIP post for your rooster.
Yeah, he loves the cock.
You can.
It's a rooster, though. It's annoying.
But you need a rooster.
You're annoying. You're a rooster, honey.
So that it can fertilize the eggs so you can get more chickens.
And also... The roosters keep the hens in line.
Hell yeah! I love Charles. He don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different format of it, but like we've been through every format. We didn't get married until I was 26. And like, I ain't gonna act like it's not tough. I ain't gonna act like it's perfect. And we just...
At least he's not saying acts.
Was like we shook hands and dipped. Like,
yeah.
Chance the Rapper revealing the ups and downs of his divorce from Kirsten Corley.
God, you seem like so high maintenance.
The 32-year-old got candid about their breakup on the new Rory and Mal podcast posted August 14th.
Love Rory.
I think the toughness is that it's a reality. I think that's the toughest part, is that you might feel like you're over it and you're not over it. Or you might, you know, be used to a certain pattern of operating and because it don't work like that, like you have to like allow yourself grace to deal with that. And,
you know, he probably cheated
and operate in reality.
Chance and his ex announced their breakup after 5 years of marriage in 2024. With the consciously uncoupled mom and dad entering.
So COVID ruined it.
In an era of co-parenting their two daughters, 9-year-old Kinsley and 5-year-old Marley.
Like kids is for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah, it's not 18. It's not even for the rest of
it's not even the rest of their life. Right. You know what I'm saying? God willing. It's like it's the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You will be connected no matter what.
Yeah, that's why it's good to not have kids with a crazy ex. That's why you got to pull out.
Emotionally to this being. Mm-hmm. Physically to this being.
All right. I don't care. I'm sorry, just don't care.
Today on TMZ.
So Taylor Swift's new album got overshadowed by her relationship with Travis Kelce.
This felt like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was...
She would like John Hughes.
Just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
It was so cute because she was like, you actually made a John Hughes moment happen for me.
Hold on.
God, I hate these Swifties. I know I'm in the radio and NBA and everyone's got their thing, but she doesn't care about you. It's all scripted.
The movie she's referring to is John Cusack standing outside the window with the boombox.
Which is a Cameron Crowe movie. Yeah.
Don't ruin this.
I know. Yeah.
Kylie Jenner, Hailey Bieber, and Bella Hadid. They all went out to dinner. It's the ultimate who would you rather.
You don't want Kylie. Kylie comes with baggage.
What? Yeah, she does. A long little body count.
Baggage. Our kids? Kids?
Her whole family.
Actually, the father-in-law is interesting. You got Muhammad Ali and Stephen Baldwin.
And then Caitlyn Jenner. Talk about a dinner.
Jays.
John Cena says that his body is screaming to quit WWE.
I'm 48, man. I'll be 49 next year.
God, he doesn't look like him.
He is in his final stretch, and then it's a wrap for John Cena.
So does Cena have a way he wants to go out?
It's going to have to be The Rock for the final match.
They're also the two most popular guys.
Are they?
Those are two names you know, right?
Hey, Mean Gene.
What's Mean Gene's last name?
Gene.
God, she's as dumb as a box in her eyes.
Pete Davidson opening up a...
All right, we already heard about the beauty. So traumatizing.
Okay. Track 6. Ruin the Friendship.
Is Taylor Swift's new song Ruin the Friendship about Blake Lively here?
No, what else would it be about? I hate these reporters. Obviously, it's about her. Obviously, you can't just report something as fact, but of course it's about her.
Here's why it's not likely. The singer who just revealed her The Life of a Showgirl tracklist on...
You definitely are a showgirl.
BF Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast stirred up online chatter that the album's 6th track is about Blake Lively amid her legal battle with Justin Baldoni. However, other Swifties pointed out that it's not likely based on the timeline. As the Grammy winner revealed on New Heights, she wrote the music in the summer of 2024.
That's a good point. You got all the Swiftie detectives with no lines.
While she was on the Eras Tour.
It was
something that I was working on while I was in Europe on the Eras Tour.
Doesn't mean you couldn't have edited it. That must mean you have a lot of friends that just like don't want to be around you.
And so while you were on tour.
I would be on tour.
How on earth did she do this on the tour?
I don't want to listen to this beta man. What the hell happened to you? You used to hit up the club. And now you're just a douche. All right, this headline infuriated me.
This morning, a Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputy seen striking this driver in the face during an arrest will not face criminal charges.
Of course not! I know there's plenty of good cops out there, but the problem is the good cops get overshadowed by the bad cops that usually have the power. I never want to hear again the cops go, "Why don't you like us? Because you don't prosecute your own."
Vehicle now.
Why'd you hit him? He didn't do anything. Small D energy douchebag.
William McNeil Jr. was pulled over in February for not having his lights on in bad weather and not wearing a seatbelt.
What is your reason, sir? Step out. What is your reason?
Anything. They're pigs.
Deputies are seen getting aggressive with him after he questioned why he was being pulled over, denying there was bad weather and refusing to exit his vehicle. They claimed he was reaching for a knife on the floor, which was not seen in the video. The state attorney's office now concluding it was a lawful traffic stop, saying Officer Bauer's use of a one-time open-handed strike.
But then he punched him in the face!
To McNeil's face had a legitimate tactical purpose, to get McNeil out of the SUV and to show his hands, which McNeil did after the strike.
You know what? I'm done with the cops. I respect you. You put your body on the line while your wife's cheating on you. But you know what? This is it. You won't even prosecute your own. And then you wonder why no one likes you.
Adding that Officer Bauer's second strike occurred during McNeil's arrest and was in response to McNeil's physical resistance to the arrest.
I don't want to listen to this. Making me mad. Can you tell him a little man?
It went really south really quick.
Really?
Sophie Turner is revealing how she may have accidentally caused a breakup while appearing on the August 14th episode of Late Night with Seth Meyers.
God, Seth Meyers has such douche vibes.
The actress explains how a San Diego Comic-Con celebration during the early seasons of Game of Thrones led to a broken engagement between a Hollywood couple.
Whatever.
It went really south really quick.
Really?
So I brought my best friend from my school days with me, and she saw this actor that she like loved, and she obviously just goes to me like, "Can you just say hi?" And so I didn't know this actor, so I just went and that was it.
Right.
And then later on I see this girl looking at me, and she's a famous actress, and I was like, "Oh, I have to go and tell her how much she means to me." So I dance on over, and she goes, "Can you stop flirting with my fiance?" And I was like, "Who's your fiance?" She's like, points at the guy that I'd waved at. I have no idea who this man is.
Right.
And then turns out, I think they like broke their engagement off that.
Really?
Because of my...
Oh my God.
Humrugger!
I didn't realize
realize I held this power.
I guess it was Emma Roberts and Evan Peters, by the way. Trust me, you don't hold any power. You're just a career side chick. Mm-hmm. And that's what you'll always be remembered as. All right, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do one long show today or two shows. Today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have Smirch. We'll be hanging out and doing our thing. But go to tinyurl.com/happyhour2025. It's tinyurl.com/happyhour2025 to vote Happy Hour's best podcast, radio show, radio station, and radio host by the creative loafing of Tampa Bay. tinyurl.com/HOPPEHour2025. Mm-hmm.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Oh, yeah. Here is Tamara Gerber with Ooh, Ah.
Made out to cotton, girls are sexy. Made out to Pepsi, boys are rotten. Made out to cotton, girls are sexy. Made out to Pepsi. made out of Pepsi.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks are jingling, playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom, this stream. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming, feel the clothes. Radio is fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, that's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Phone lights buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing, Hoppy like
fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Happy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Time is coming to an end, like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Happy jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind.
Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
He probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.